Chris Lees is joining us now to discuss his runners today. Chris, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew.
And you've got plenty going on over the next few days. How many are you training now? Have you only got the one base at Newcastle? I know you've got the Gold Coast, obviously, but you're turning over high numbers now.
Yeah, we train probably about 110 here at Newcastle, but we've also got about 40 out at our farm, out at Elalong, in pre-training. So it seems to be working smooth enough.
Yeah. Good morning, Chris. I think I read a story during the week where the Newcastle Jockey Club are looking to build a new stabling complex. Would that potentially give you access to more stables?
Yeah, possibly, Ray. They've been looking at it for quite a while, so hopefully things start to move. They're looking to relocate the stables to a different area, which would be more convenient and probably long overdue.
Yeah, it makes sense anyway. So, hey, look, Chris, some good chances today at Randwick and at Gosford. We start off in the Anzac Day Cup, and Caravalli and Milshawn running. Milshawn certainly goes into this race in super form.
Yeah, she's taken a while to find a form since she's been with us, but now that she's getting out to a more suitable trip and she's racing a lot more genuine, I feel she'll race well again today. She's that little gap between runs, I think, suited her. She had a pretty quick turnaround for her last two wins. And she seems to be holding her form on track, and I think she'll race well again.
Talk about comeback jockeys. Samantha Clinton certainly has made a great comeback, and Milshawn's helped her with successive wins. You're happy to control tempo again this afternoon, Chris?
Yeah, I'd expect her to go forward and be ridden in a similar manner to she has been in the last two. And she seems riding her really well.
Exactly, yeah. Caravalli, back in grade, back on top of the ground. Can Caravalli improve this afternoon?
Yeah, she mixes her form a little, but at her best, she'd be right in the race. To be fair, she'd probably prefer a touch softer. But I think she ran really well in a similar pattern where we've just give her a gap between runs and a trial in between. She's reacted well under them circumstances before, so I wouldn't surprise.
Fair enough. Regine is second up today. You rode a four to try and keep up with Kylie, I suppose, at Gosford first up. Kylie's rock hard fit was just too strong late. She can bounce off that?
Yeah, she's come out of that run really well. Pleased with her work. She's still to the eye, looks just a little bit big in condition, but staying at the 1200, I think it'll suit her, and I think she'll race very well.
Will you ride her as positively? Because in her previous runs, she's sort of been back, settling sort of midfield almost.
Yeah, I think in a perfect world, she'd be in probably the second line, just trailing the leaders.
Yeah, no, she's a nice horse. Also up at Gosford today, a big team at the Gosford meeting. Ruling Symbol, the best of them?
Yeah, he's had a few convictions, but he's trialled well enough to certainly get his chance here today in that type of race. So he's forward enough to perform well first up, so it certainly looks a nice race for him.
Okay, and a couple of interesting imports, particularly our candidate. Can you tell us much about him, Chris?
Yeah, he's a nice day. Probably lacks a real turn of foot, so I think that's why we're starting him at the 1900, I feel. If he gets the right type of setup, he'll be strong late, but it will certainly improve off the run.
And he's up against Viva Marie, who you scratched from Randwick to run in that Class 2 Race 7 at Gosford, and she looks well placed there.
Yeah, she'll probably take up the running, or she'll certainly be forward, and she's fit enough now to react well under them circumstances.
Okay, and just finally, Chris, we've got the Hawkesbury standalone on Saturday, but a terrific team entered there, and tactical advantage, we know how good he is, and how's he coming up for the Hawkesbury Rush?
Yeah, he seems to be coming up well. He's had a few trials, and he's pleased in his most recent trial. He's got his fair share of weight, but he still looks placed well enough, I feel, under the conditions of the race, and I think he'll take some booting. He's going well.
And Miss Q on the quick backup?
Yeah, we'll see how she handles the backup. Rode her a little different last week at Randwick, and I thought she ran well. She's only run down late in a pretty strong race. Again, she's drawn a touch awkward, so she's just going to need a little bit of luck in the first couple of furlongs. But if she gets in and gets a soft enough time, she'll run well.
And just finally, Chris, Jem Song's autumn prep was a little bit mucked up, but I think last start there were really good signs when he closed late behind Fasika running fourth in the South Pacific. You've got him in the Gunsin Classic at Eagle Farm on Saturday.
Yeah, he just arrived up there a couple of hours ago. He settled in well already at the Gold Coast. So does look a nice enough race for him under the set weights of the race. Still a competitive race, but he's trained on well and he's suited now at the mile.
Terrific. Yeah. Chances galore today and going into the weekend. Thanks for joining us, Chris, and the very best of luck this afternoon at Randwick and at Gosford.
Thanks both, Chief.
Good on you. Thanks, Chris. Chris joining us there. He's right with Jem Song because the other day, the timing is right to maybe go to a mile now, given the way it did finish off at Randwick.
Exactly. I remember after his first up run, which was a super run, the Eskimo Prince, he had a couple of little niggling issues with a hoof, etc., and just put him back, almost 5 weeks. So he's sort of been playing catch-up. So that South Pacific a classic run second up was an eye-catcher, and going to the mile, I think he'd be really hard to beat on Saturday. Of course, his only previous start at a mile, Andrew, was in the Dulcify when he was just beaten by Mickey Blue Eyes. So he were on the trip, no problem at all.
And I mentioned Chris with his runners. He must have a good racing manager, and that's not a plug because I don't know who it is, but you look that they've got horses nominated for Taree. They got it obviously today. Gosford as today. Cessnock at the non-tab. They've got horses there. They've got horses tomorrow at Port Macquarie. Eagle Farm, Newcastle. They've got about 10 or 11 there on Saturday. Hawkesbury, they've got six.
Yep.
Kempsey, they race Saturday. So they got, he's just travelling horses as, for good, healthy prize money for the owners.
He places them so well, Andrew. When you look at the Australian Trainers Premiership, that tells the story. Chris Lees has trained 172 winners already this season. There's 3 months to go. He's fourth on the National Trainers Premiership. Darren Weir is about to be passed by Chris Waller around the 260 mark. David Hayes is about to break the 200. And there's Chris Lees on 172. Now, last season, he had his best ever season, trained 191 and a half winners. So he's going to absolutely smash that. He'll break the 200 win barrier. And this is out of a provincial centre at Newcastle. So, as you said, he places his horses so well, gets the returns for owners and gets the results.
Yeah, for sure.